Okay, I'm Gil Lamed Aleph. We already finished the basic idea of the basic ideas of that. So again, we're going to get into a Shas concept, which is going to pick up more than one shiur because it's very, very important and interesting. But let's just pick up on Gil Lamed Aleph on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 line. What did Rav and Rava say? Let's remember. And we'll read according to everyone, not Rabbeinu Tam, not that it would make a difference for our purposes, right? Mida oraisa, mida oraisa, Rava and Rava agree with Akuna, that if the guy is sick and says, he really means on tonight that he dies. So if he recovers, they're still married. As Xer Drabana, so you won't think this is get Lakramisa, they made Xer Drabana, that it's an absolute get. So even if he recovers, she's divorced. So Mida Oraisa, he recovers, she's still an HSH. But Midra Baran, they made it an unconditional get, and even if he recovers, she's still divorced. How can Midra Baran make an HSH? Up to Yen, able to marry someone else. That's a good question. Mika Mida Oraisa, Lavi Gita, Shem Zera, Sharim HSH, Li Alma, right? Because like Zera, they come out to HSH. And the answer is in. Appears six times in Shas, right? That everyone's Mekadosh al Das of the Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim were Mekia the Kiddushin from him. Amarle, Ravina Ravashi, and I guess what does it sound like? It sounds like all the Mekadosh died the Rabbanim Mekadosh. The simple shot is, whoever's Mekadesh is Mekadesh on the Das Rabbanan. If everyone's Mekadesh is a tznai in their head, that it only should go according to the Rabbanan. Therefore, the Rabbanan don't want it, it's not valid. The Ritva even compares it to, although, and all these more, Almanashi Yirtza'ava, the Gemara talks about it, Mekadesh, Almanashi Yirtza'ava, okay, Almanashi Yirtza'ava. And it was one of the ones thinking of Kiyah Kiddush. They have a special paragraph, we have Kiyah Kiddush for the people's Das. That makes sense if it's Kedushay Kesef. What if it's Kedushay Biel? What can you say? And the answer is, I'm really shocked about the Bilos of Bilos Nost. They mean it's Biel Bilos Nost. And this shock of the Targia, the reason why it's so interesting, is because, like Kipshuto, we don't know how to read it. There's no shot read of the Sukkah. It's not like, the Sukkah reads just fine, and then someone comes and has a weird Kedah. Instead, they're upon their power to be up Kiyah Kiddushin. Then all of a sudden says, that makes sense for Kesef, but not for Bia. Without explaining what the difference in Kesef and Bia. Because, of course, as Das, why should there be a difference in Kesef and Bia? Call them the Kaddish, not the Ramah of the Kaddish. But the difference is, obviously, it's different in Kesef, but how does Bia work? And then the answer also doesn't make sense. They made it a Bia's Nus. Like, whatever the question was, how does that answer the question? So this is the challenge that all of the Rishonim had to deal with here.
That it's his das. Maybe they're saying that the whole institution.
Okay, fair, absolutely. But in any case, absolutely. We'll get to that. Mir Toshem. What's the difference in Kesef and Bia in the having of the Gemara, and then how do we answer it? And there's a few different ways to explain this. What's different in Kesef and Bia? Let's first mention, okay, where does this appear in Shas, right? I promised it was six cases in Shas. I didn't say six cases. I say six places in Shas. The six places in Shas are only five cases. So the same case appears in two sugyas. Right, Yavama stuff, Sadim and Bays, and Gittin Duff, Lam and Gimel are the same case. Why? Because Gittin Duff, Lam and Gimel are the actual case. And Yavama, since bringing that in the context of the discussion with Rabbanim to be Oker, Dharma, and Torah, so in the context of Rabbanim being Oker, Dharma, and Torah, they quoted the Gemara from Yavama. So there are five cases. How would you divide those five cases? We're going to come back to that also. I apologize, like, for two things. A, I know we're having a Minasmanim break. But there's a lot of things in the sugya. I only put some of them, of course, on this page, just as much as I can cover now, instead of just putting a million things that I knew I wouldn't cover. So we'll have to come back to a lot of the aspects next time. And even the Shita Gevetta here, which is a very, very crucial Shita Gevetta, that long, very, very hard one, we're going to discuss some now and then come back to it again and again. But the how do you divide the cases? How many and how many?
How many or what?
Either way.
Two and three
is the right answer. Yeah. Right, 3/4. Right? Why? Because what's the difference? Two of them are cases where the what do you mean by that? You're right, but explain better.
Doing the wrong thing.
Exactly. Doing the wrong thing at the time of Kiddushin. Two of them where he did the Kiddushin wrong. And the other 3 cases/4 sugyas are where he did the Kiddushin right, but there was something confusing about the get and not necessarily wrong. It may or may not have been something wrong, but there was something confusing about the get. They need to make Xer Rabbanim in order to be Masadur things, right? So what are the other cases? Obviously a case where the Kiddushin was right. Right, so what is the first one? The first one is where there was a problem in the get. And what we're going to case this, one was our case. Right, so we're not going to get any perfect in order. Kitten, I am Gimel on the tower, which is Shkid Megra. Right, and Xer being get Lacharista. The other was given Lama Gimel on the tower. Plus involves that party on a base, which is B12 Shalom Bitne Shliach. That was a guy sent to get to his wife and then said, I'm a bachelet. Well, obviously, it's in transit. Obviously, the problem is his wife thinks she's divorced. Shall we marry? And she won't really be a thing. Then he just said she's in Teret. And the third case is a funny get, which also is relevant to the next thing that I'm giving, although it's not fully, this part's not fully the Rishonim connected, is Ksubat of Gimel HaMalek. Onus, we did. These are all 3 cases where the get is possible, but the Rabbanan are not there anyway. In our case, the get is possible because there's an implicit deny if I die. But the Rabbanan said she's not sure whether or not he dies, even if he recovers. Second case, the get is possible to Batalov. The Rabbanan said it's valid anyway. And the third case is an onus. Really, there's a tiny onus. If he makes it tonight, he said, you're megureshes if I don't come back in 30 days. He tried to come back 30 days, but there was a strike at the airport. He directs it to get to the onus. And he says, as if he felt it tonight. But the Rabbanan says it would be confusing. How do you know if it was going to serve the onus, then it would be everyone would come to one conclusion. This state decree was a valid get. What's the second? So the second story is where there is a Baliyah in the Kiddushin. Right? He did something wrong in Kiddushin. What did he do wrong in Kiddushin? Yavano stop. I mean, they're both sort of similar. Yavano stop from Yod on Island. Right? What did he do? He was on the Bekursiyah, right? What is it called? The college chair? Right? She was on, you know what it's called, right? She was on the college chair, ready to marry someone. He grabbed her from the college chair, and he grabbed her from the wedding and married her, right? So that is some sort of, okay, it's not exactly clear what happened, but it's clearly improper, right? Where he was. Hakala. May he say Hakala? I know that's in our language. And the third case is Baba Bakra. Menkat. Right? So Lubiyam, Big Kaddish, he just forced a woman to marry him. Okay. So these are the 5 cases where the Gemara uses Afkinu. The only 5 cases the Gemara uses Afkinu. Why would the Gemara use Afkinu in more cases? Okay, we'll have to discuss that also. We'll see if we have time today. But these are the 5 cases the Gemara uses Afkinu. In all of these cases, afterwards, Afkinu can be the exact same Shaka Bataria. Hey, no, because we're Kasla, because we have a very equal amazement. And the answer is Shav Yerabana Lubilos of Bilosnos. B. Okay, you might have noticed that the difference between the sugyas is what comes before Afkinu Rabbanan Kiddushin Minei. What comes before Afkinu Rabbanan Kiddushin Minei in the first set of sugyas? The first set. What comes before Afkinu Rabbanan Kiddushin Minei? Right? The open Kaddish, etc. And what do these cases open with? They don't open with Kaddish, Kaddish, and Kaddish. They agree with that he is. But what do they open with?
Who was such a local
host? Who was such a local host? Again. Visually. And there's more to say about this, but let me ask you a simple question, just from the Rashi's and Tosfos you read. Is that a difference or is it not a difference? Meaning, clearly, in the first three cases, he didn't necessarily do Shlomo Kohen. Yet, not that in the second case, he didn't do a little Shlomo Kohen, he's not holding Kohen, he's not holding Kohen. Shlomo may have cleared up, or at least Shlomo may best in, and he did, but that's not the main point. In that third case, there's a technical problem that can be confusing in terms of some people think it's a get, some people think it's not a get, and it'll lead to confusion. And then the case is, well, you actually feel local. But is there a difference? Does Rashi think there's a fundamental difference between the two sets of cases?
No.
No, how do you know? Because what does Rashi say in the second set of cases? He says in Yevamos da Kofyon, Rashi says the words, the call of my Kaddish, call of the Das Kachamim. He says, call of the Das Kaddish. Oh, why are there words in the Yavos Kofyon? Oh, because they have words, so they didn't have room for these words. I mean, literally, right? They didn't bother to say this phrase, but they meant it, right? They meant it. And likewise, Rashbam. You know, the Rashbam's not Rashi, the closest you can get, right? Basically, the Rashbam says, they explain elsewhere to call the Kaddish, the Rabban and the Kaddish. Okay, so Rashi slash Rashbam says it's the exact same. So, yeah, they're both based on call of the Kaddish, right? So, what's the relationship between the Sogyas? I will say more about this, but this is the basic Shakira, says Rashi. Last Rashbam, this is called the Mekadesh, the Kuli, and this is called the Mekadesh, the Kuli. They are the same. They only use the phrase in the sidewalks, there's another memorable phrase they wanted the town to stick it on that. It's the same Sukya. Who questions slash disagrees with it? Tosfos, right? Tosfos in both of these Sukyas says, Tosfos, both these, so you said Tosfos is more pithy. In Yevamos, Kof Yud, said, Methakalari, in time that kingdom should call the Kaddish, is this the same thing as the other? So you, or maybe here, it's Yesh Kafiachim Lakadim Menatora, that doesn't say here called the Kaddish. Tosfos is the He says, maybe here it's not the same. Maybe here it's different. It's not Zorah because of is that the book is because of them? I'm not going to talk about the Kabbalah after the Kabbalah Torah. Now, interestingly, if I'm not studying, they have to say, if you need to the Kabbalah after the Kabbalah Torah, the student public education. Okay, then good. So, yeah, it's to the Kabbalah after the Kabbalah. And Tosfos in Baba Basra meanders around and comes to a similar conclusion. What does Tosfos say? And it doesn't say here, he seems to be leaning one way. Most of the Vasper says that here you have to say it is Yesh Kofi Ad Chachamim Lakar Dovrim Ad Torah. Because after all, it's not called the Kaddish Ad Torah. He disagrees with Rashi. What do you mean called the Kaddish Ad Torah? That's from the other three cases. The Kaddish something else, yes, stop in the get. He did something, whatever. Come on, it's right. One of three is closer. There's the office control. Maybe should have been clearer. Two is maybe following the regulation. But let's excuse me. How did that come? That's going for holding a gun to your head and saying, marry your house. That's Fascinatingly, Rashi thinks even the Rosh Hashanah is a dice of the Chachamim. And we'll have to ask ourselves, although come into it, are they arguing about you know, how holy we think even are? Or are they arguing about, you know, is Tosfos a Litvak and Rav the Rebbe Yitzchak mean Radicha? Or are they arguing about the nature of the principle of coming out of the door?
How do you do what he said? Or
okay, could be. That's fair. Fair. Maybe just look into what he said. Okay, but this is your father says Tosfos says no, there's different subjects. These focuses are based on ultimate Kaddish, but Kulin says these focuses are based on Kaddish, Fiyad Kachonim, Lazar, Sober, Min, Atom. And what Tosfos just tried to work out on that, about that, and that is that about Kulin Kaddish? The first three focuses say it's the Kulin Kaddish. So the other thing that you told us not to call them Kaddish is because of a copy of the Kaddish, which is a host of Sogyas. In some cases, it's because of calling them Kaddish, and in other cases, it's because of a copy of the Kaddish, and Lachar Dabar, Minat Torah, which seems to be his maskana here. He says it could be that it's a host, but it's not a host yet. In the first set of cases, you can't be opened up Minat Torah. Because it was done properly in this day. But, in the last two cases, you can't be called the because he had in mind to be inside the Chayim. But you can't say Kaplak or Dom Natorum because since there was a Hagan in the Das Kijujin, therefore they can be over Dom Natorum, this is the Shibam. Well, in Sluya, it's not any worse. But there was that. I'll call that. It's like a lot of work that comes to dust as well. Since it was a well, therefore, they have the right to be over. This would be Tosfos, which she taught them, non placement shots that said, would say, we can't be over Dovna Torah, but if there's a reason why it seemed logical that it would be different, we can. So here, where there was, it was Baal Karmakon, normally Omis is not common, the subtlety, when is Omis Kal, when is it? Therefore, they get from that Torah, no, you know, Torah Shayna, it's also the middle of the Torah.
Why are you going to the middle of the Torah, the middle of the Torah,
what?
The Torah is giving you the Torah.
That's what we're going to talk about, you love the production.
And I'm saying, well, how can we say that the value of the Torah is giving you the Torah, which is not
okay, that's not a topic. Obviously, the assumption is that based on the rules of Luya and Zavid and Balabastra, this would be a valid Kiddushin, because generally it's a good question. I guess the assumption is just like if I order you to sell me your house at 84, that is valid. So, too, if I force your memory, but I pay for the full price. Oh, sure. That's for all of that. Now I'm hiding as a partner. That'll be okay. That's a good, but not a big enough.
Forget it, Rob. Also, put the door up.
So let's just point out that there's two possibilities, right? The in Barbastro, also is Barbastro. The Aleph said it's a machlokus. I mean, their choice can be different. It can be a machlokas, so they can agree, just in different circumstances. Then only, maybe the only rule is called the matrash. The only rule is Tosfos and Baal Basra. And in second day of that, but no, it's Beis Din. I don't mean Beis Din in a fancy French way. I mean in the double shot, there are two different Din. There are Beis Din here. Paul de Mekadesh is Shaya. But Korach Lachor is not Shaya, based on two assumptions. A, it's only Shaya called Mekadesh, it's trying to be a good Jew. And it's only Shaya Korach Lachor when there's something wrong that would almost create a result. Let me just take one step further. Oh, we're talking about the Kiddushin. In this case, what is for a Shia? Because, what do you mean? It's without. Which is possibly a reason. As a matter of fact, if you wouldn't have learned in a shop, you probably would get to the top of the market. And yes, they were face to the top of the market. That's a lot. You were face to those people that were in the shop, by the way, like one of the nine dogs in the building. So it seems like it shouldn't work with the rest of them, but I'm going to lose. But, well, the Mechadesh is not shy after this guy doing it. Okay, so that is the, in terms of what the studios are the same, the studios are different. I'll just point out that the raspa that we put in brackets, the raspa that we put in brackets, which I'll come back to in number 47, he says also the studios are, he says they're the same, but he also, he says they're the same, he's a raspa, yeah? No one's. No one agrees with Tosfos here. No one agrees with Tosfos. What do we know about Tosfos? I'm sure you'll find, you know, some of the other works of the same polytonism to agree. And they not only have they shown some of the polytonism, pick up on this theme of coffee out of the lack of government Torah, mostly because there's a, there seems to be a fundamental divide between Tosfos and the Chachmei Sfarad. The Chachmei Sfarad assumes the Rechazit ain't brought the other Chachmei Sfarad from Mathe. The Chachmei, we all know Chachmei, we have three things to talk about. That's part of the Lord of Shas. If they told us that we're still from Rechazit, we're still from Shabbat, and that's Shek Ulam on, and you have to reach them and stuff, is to fall on Shabbat, and et cetera, et cetera. Because Mathe actively, we show as far as the fulfillment an absolute categorical rule, but our home cannot actively uproot anything to the Torah. It's only the Holy Tosfos who are free to fool around with this idea. Not the Luke, who consider the idea that maybe actually possibly do a cough in the Torah, because the Gemara doesn't have a clear enough gun in that subject in the Bible to pay value to Tzadi. Or at least we don't have a double that. At least it seems like, you know, that this is just so good. They don't even go to Dover, excluding their sheep, and they say about things I go to Dover and other places. Now, they only go to Torah when there's something fundamentally flawed that would meet on the side. They don't look that way. Just like, yeah, they only go to Torah, stop. They can't say, because when you're going to do that, you have to hope you're going to do that hard. But they can't say, when the Kedushin shouldn't work, but technically it ends up working based on propagating both the HIPAA regulation, we can be over. Okay, that's the fundamental difference. The HIN, you could, you know, historians can say interesting things about the general topic difference between probably Tosfos and Rishoy as far on, and where this might come from, but that's not our topic.
I don't know. I'm in agreement. So, excuse me, we could get Gareth Hoffman because only I know, but.
I don't know. I'm saying for sure. It's only Tosfos to all over Shas. Again, Tosfos, I mean, all over Shas. Tosfos, all over Shas. Feels free to play the card on the age copy out and total lack of government and total from my thing. No one gets us. Okay, so that's why you want to get told. So that's why I want to point out the Rashba is that the Rashba noticed the same insight that Tosfos had that there are two types of focus. Right, Rashi, I mean, you don't even try to prove it. I mean, it's not. But Rashi didn't give any significance that there are two types of focus. The Rashba gave significance to the fact that two types of sugyas, but not Sedinim. Just what the Rashba said, which maybe we'll come back to, is he said that, and the other Rishonim part also, he said, you know, all the same Akinu, but the Achamim wouldn't use their Akinu power unless there was some basis. What's the basis? A get that Pavel is at least the basis, or a pagan in the Kedushin, which is not a big enough gun. Meaning, if the Kedushin was almost kosher, or the get was almost kosher, that's in the face of Zorkin. The Rahara are not close to Zorkin, who big D, just Stam, meaning they're not willing to do it. His famous question, Aguna crisis. Right? What was the ancient Aguna crisis? Imagine the ancient Aguna crisis was that the husband refused to give his wife the get. That was not the ancient crisis. If the husband refuses to give his wife the get, he has to give her food every day. Thousands of years ago, to give a person food every day for no reason was lunacy. And no one would have agreed of doing such thing. But the ancient good of crisis was by shame. The guy disappeared. He was lost at sea, or other parallel cases, lost at war, etc. They were on the space. Why didn't they solve the Aguna crisis by Abkidhu? Which, Agav, is the question being up nowadays. No, I'm not going to crisis, right? And Abkidhu, they are method for solving the Aguna crisis. And, okay, that's up. So far, that was on the new Makoro says one reason why not. It could be that we don't have the power of Abkidhu Bismana Dex, we're not Chazal anymore. Big question. Or says the Rosh, but no, you can't make a joke out of kiddushin. You can't make a joke out of marriage. Marriage has to be an institution. The only time for values of kiddushin was if there was a guest, which was possible,
right.
Or there was a onus in the kiddushin. That makes sense. There was a guest. Technically, it was possible, but there was a guest. So, so we're not undoing the institution of marriage. There was an onus in the kiddushin. Technically, the kiddushin was foul, but it probably shouldn't be foul. We're not undoing the institution of marriage. But when there was a willing marriage, and no guest, Chazal are not willing to use that, and that's why they didn't use the Chaldeo Guna crisis, even though obviously the Rafa was.
So what about Maisal? What did they do with Maisal?
They did not mafia the Kedushin, right? Okay. They were not mafia the Kedushin. To tell someone they have to get divorced does not undermine the institution of marriage. Only to be mafia the Kedushin. So I'll just point out that the Rosh also knows there are two types, but didn't say there's Beidin or Makom, didn't say there's different principles. To make the sense of allowing the same principle or the rock the same. The end. He could have been more complicated, which we'll get to a mere touch then. But the rock for the end says that, let's talk about the rock for the end. That, what does the rock for say? The rock for also said same, but it needs a basis. Why do we need a basis? It seems just for propriety and for the institution. Right, same, but the basis is the scheming guest, or by being a parent, right? The basis is, it's the same principle, just two different Haiti cases of the principle. The basis, the restaurant and other becoming third, the basis is the apparent guest, or the basis is the flawed kiddushin. He says it's one din, like Rashi. It's one din. So the one din has, saying the first half of the Rashi, student, but basically, both from that.
You think I'm giving two reasons. You said the first one, right? He did it, and we know how to cope with that time. And he differentiates that from Kamakata.
Where?
Rashi and
Yitzhak. Rashi and where? I'm not necessarily.
He seems to be giving two different reasons.
Oh, where's the that's just the intro to the verse I said. That's not the main point. Rabosa were totally different. That's a lead to the Kiddushin and Rabban. That's not just the end of the sentence. That's you're not allowed to break up sentences however you want.
So
we'll get to that, but not yes. I didn't put it on the first, but I want to get to that next time. Okay, now let me just ask them the rest. Let's go back to Kodesh Pekaspa as opposed to Bia. What's the difference in Kesef and Bia? Why is Kesef easier than Bia? What is the Kavaina right? The concept is Muban, but not Pia. What does that mean that Chesed exists but not Pia?
Hefker is in Hefker.
What is money?
So who stole and said Hefker is in Hefker? Who's the, that makes a lot of sense. Hefker is in Hefker by the body. Hefker is in Hefker doesn't apply to Pia. It's not a convention that wants to be here. Who said
that
Hefker doesn't have Hefker? Marshvan and Rashi in one place. Okay, can I, you know, can I properly explain why Rashi says in one place and not the other four places? No, I mean, maybe it could be Lavdavka. But Rashi in, because it doesn't correspond to this.
Yeah,
yeah, and then the Tzadim and base. He says, "A kid of a father, he didn't get them the kedusha minay. He shall be who the most kedusha matana of a prayer. There's my hefker. They the muscles of matana his hefker bears in his hefker. Okay, well, if hefker bears in his hefker, then there's no most kedusha, right? They just gave the money as a matana to her, and therefore." That's not the kiddush. That makes a lot of sense. If you're after the money, you don't kiddush it. So Rashbam says the same thing in Vavasa Tana. Got a bekasbi. Won't come off the kiddush. The hefker bez and hefker got be mamluk. Ilu kitchav again. Will chalas damia. If it wasn't his money, they'll have a kiddush. A bekasbi bia. It's a mice of the kufa. A bia is a bia. You can't be after it. So that is one approach. Hefker bez and hefker. So one approach is Rashi and Yevamalta. And the Rashbam in Bavastra, Hefker, Bezdin Hefker applies to money, but obviously does not apply to Bia. Okay, what's a little unclear to me is what does this have to do with the previous line in the Sukhya which appears in at least in Yavon. Hefker is an independent power. You don't have to have Das for Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. So it's not so clear to me what this has to do with the Hufflin Das. It's not so clear to me what it has to do with the Hufflin Das. And again, Rashi Yevamos is coming after that line. So you could say that maybe it is not connected to the Das of the Mekadesh. I mean, maybe this line is the marker. Who is it? Who is this question? Master plus someone? And so I'm going to reveal Rashi, right? Ravina thought that it's not in the Daf, it's not in the Daf of the Mekadesh. Maybe he didn't know the line of the Mekadesh. You know, it wasn't said in this order. Or maybe he thought it doesn't mean whoever the Mekadesh has in mind the Daf of the Mekadesh. It means whoever the Mekadesh is stuck with the Daf of the Mekadesh because they have a force beyond his control. You know, meaning you can read not that when I am kind of that stuff, and that's why I say that's what you throw. Maybe they didn't think that's what you throw, those days. It just means I have no choice but you have the dot stuff on it because they have people over here. What is they? So maybe that is the sheet in Gubetz's suggesting Shubas. There's a lot of creative suggestions in here, but one of the creative suggestions here in the sheet of Gubetz in Ksubas is what he says for Tosfos, not for Rashi. For some reason, he sticks Hefker, Bez, and Hefker into Tosfos. Or starts it, and he says maybe Pshat in he Tosfos al Hachnayi Kachlo Shitaso Shel Rashi. If it's Daska Chomim Shita, who cares? He makes a big chiddush. His big chiddush is, which has, of course, in some places in the Rishonim, Chacham can't use the power of Ben Hefker without passing a reasonableness test. They can't use the power of Hefker, Ben and Hefker willy-nilly. After all, where do we find the power of Hefker, Ben and Hefker in Sefer, in Sefer Nehemiah? Now, what was it used for?
Everybody had to come to assemble together.
It was used for punishing, right?
Those who wouldn't see
the who were criminals, who didn't listen to the Chacham. Punishing those who did not follow the laws. Okay, if you use Hefker, Ben and Hefker, punish those who don't follow the laws. But you can't use Hefker, Ben and Hefker to just take away people's property for no reason. You can only use Hefker, Ben and Hefker if it is fair. It's fair if they break the law. Then it's fair to counsel them, to use Hefker, Ben and Hefker. It's fair if they don't mind. Someone doesn't mind, you know, let's say you say, if your opinion draw upon works with Hefker, Rez, and Hefker. So why is it fair? It's fair because it's good for commerce and people don't mind. So maybe Kohler has that idea of the just a background for Hefker, Rez, and Hefker. Before everyone doesn't mind the Hachan and having a real weird tradition, before they can use Hefker, Rez, and Hefker. That is what the sheet is meant to suggest. In Dibre Maskel, me with Hokus Salaka. So,
either work for 4 and 5, they stop with number.
What?
That would make so much sense if the split was there. But then, so it really
you mean it would be better for the second?
It doesn't even put it in your bonus, so I'm just saying it.
Hey, you're not really saying it in Hokus, even though Hokus doesn't appear. I mean, I'm just having fun. Some creative combinations that I wouldn't have. But maybe you could say, like, that she didn't go back. That's the thing that has many ideas. That you can only use Hefker as in Hefker because the Mekadesh agrees. Again, this is better with the split, or is a evil spirit. And therefore, Kohler Kasher about the Mekadesh, he agrees, and therefore, he needs Hefker.
Didn't we have back in Bavmitzia Sanhedrin by Shuda the Dayanim that they have a power to just take from one guy and give to the other, and that's not a punishment? They're just business.
No, but Shuda the Dayanim is on a limited case. That's only when it's a suffix who belongs to him. There's no way to find out. Okay, but then they're not taking away anyone's money. They're taking away something money. But God ain't money, the student got suggested. I'm not claiming everyone agrees. Great, there's one day. First of all, it's only one day. And second, we get to have some Shuda because A, maybe Shuda means we saw Machlokas. Remember, Rashi thinks they estimate. Or that's different because we don't know who's money is. They're not taking it away. So Rambam says a different shot. And the, the Ramban, some of them also, you know, he said this is, it's the other way around. Is that really the opposite says Ramban? He said the opposite, no. He only has in mind Al Da'as, Kol Mekadesh, Al Da'as Rabbanan Mekadesh, right? The Philosophy? Al Da'as Rabbanan, right? Al Da'as Rabbanan, because he knows they can use Hefker Bezdin Hefker. He said, not to go with Hefker and Hefker to see effective. He only has a mind to be told on the Daf Kachinim. He only has a mind to make a snail Daf Kachinim to see nobody with Hefker and Hefker. And therefore, he has a mind, meaning, why did you listen to the Chacham? Like this is a less, view of the Jewish people. Not that every Yid in his soul only wants the Jews to be caught up to the Chacham and discover to the Chacham. And Hashem, No, in fact, when there's a force that when there's an overpowering force, I might as well give into it, right? What did they say when we grew up? You can't fight town hall, right?
City.
You can't fight
city
hall. You can't fight city hall. Fine. You can't fight city hall. Meaning, when he's being the conscious of money, he knows they're going to get confiscated the money whenever they want, and they can be impossible to do whatever they want. Say, am I? You don't have to be about the Kedushin. I just agree with whatever you want anyway, because I know that you could overpower me. But if you have to be that, he knows Rabboni can't control that. When they're running, he didn't voluntarily have in mind to follow the will of the Chachamim. Only when they have a trump card over him in any case. Okay, so these are, maybe it's not about the doctrine of the cottage, maybe the call of the cottage, the cottage is not known by Ravina now, or that's not what it means. It doesn't mean he has in mind. It just means there's some other reason why he has to follow them, whether he likes it or not. Or you could say if the method of this hack, just it's only Hefker because he agreed to let them use Hefker, because otherwise it wouldn't pass the reasonable hack. Or really, it's about denying his dot. It's just you only make the time than Hefker better than Hefker. But in either way, whether the mechanism is Hefker better than Hefker, right? Like it should do the best, right? When shocked, the mechanism is Hefker best in Hefker, or the mechanism is Tanai Bedas Hamikadesh, but he only had it. It's not reminded of Hefker best in Hefker. Either way, now Taka, they have a good question. The question is, hey, if that is the Kaspa, could it be a mighty Kavalemar? And then what's the answer? So, with these, one question. With these, then what's the answer? The answer is, tell me what I'm going to do, listen to us. Right, Maskana. Right here. Maskana. Savya. Would be lost the last note. Okay. What's the Maskana according to if the Hadmi is Hefker better than Hefker, what's the Maskana? So what's the mainstream way to understand the Maskana? The Hadmi was Hefker better than Hefker, but what's the Maskana? Hefker working for Via? Shavir Lost of Vila for Vila Vila. Well, from Afghana, then. If anything, it's not a reason to have a hacker, it's only fight the money. Be it that money, so I'm from Afghana. The Afghana is, it's not because it's hacker bears in it, it's because of knife. Right?
So it's a switch hand.
It's a switch. Or from Afghana, it's a subtle switch. Or are the other chakra is a big switch. Right? Meaning, it's a switch. What's the switch? Let's look at Rashi in Yevamos. Rashi starts with Hefker is having a Hefker, and then he says, "I came that comes with Kaspa into from the thing you say the Bia." The answer is, "I came to the diamond of the tunnel from the house under the yard and take that to the Bia to handle the evil snows." Okay, come to one. Hold on, I'll wait for you. And if you just hold on, I'll wait for you. If they need to be a snows. Meaning, forget the Hefker, it's just tonight. Likewise, says the Rashbam in Bava Basra. Says Rashbam Basra, so what's the Maskana? Okay, he doesn't. Came by Bagra and Makadish, law of the Kedushin. Don't remember, law of the Kedushin. Talk about this, that's a Bilosnus. This is not a Kedushin, it's a Bilosnus. What? But he says also, King Adaita, Kaddish is all about Adaita de Rabbanan Kaddish. Okay, all about Adaita Rabban Kaddish. And says Rabban also, you know what the Maskana is? Says Rabban, the Maskana is, Porek, Shagran, Rasmil, Snus, Shumi Daita, Makadish, the Ola, Rasmil, Shachar, and Balan, and Shah, Kam, Balan, and Ogubah. It's just nothing to do with that, it's just tonight. So the mainstream answer is Rashi and the Rashbam say it's not because of Hefker. Hefker Bezdin just, you know, a snide dito, right? Just give a toll on them, and that's what we're going to say. Because it's not that he only told on them because they had the upper hand and they're overwhelming force, so he might look at it. He was told on them just.
No, but a little bit. But the Ramban is emphasizing more. We're not sure here. Sukhachomim.
He wasn't only told of the Dachachom because they can beat him any survival game. He was told of the. So basically, the answer is fine. Who said the more, who would suggest a more radical way that read Maskana if you're looking at Hebrew and Hebrew?
Well, ultimately, it would be Rashi.
No, but they don't start with Hefer and then Hefer. If you start with Hefer and Hefer, what's another way to read Maskana? By the way, can I just point something out? Stop your abomin would be lots of work. Is it lots of material? If the answer is, oh, you just put a snide in it, it turns out to be the Lutnok. The Lutnok is not super material. They made it be a Lutnok. It's not what I would have said. I would have said, you know, who suggests something very, very radical? The not as radical as what was in the brackets on 47, but still, the Stam Sofer has a wild shot. There's the Stam Sofer here. Hey, that's the Kaddish Bekas, Kaddish Bia my Ikalameimar. The answer is Shavu Banu Bilos of Bilos Nos Pirish Rashi. I have no idea where this Pirish Rashi is. He says Pirish Rashi. I have not found this Pirish Rashi. Stam Sofer from 46. Oh, Pirish Rashi? I did not find this in any Pirish Rashi. I don't know what it means by Pirish Rashi. Right? If you found the Pirish Rashi, please let me know. If in a sexual context, I say the word hefker, what word do you associate with that?
Yes. Right?
They may be a snook. That is the way that some sulfur complicated. But just what that is not sulfur is that he's the only one who comes to the state with John Pepper that has it without that. Well, once you get to be it, you can't see it ever doesn't happen. Obviously, I have to go switch. And he's the only one who says he has to switch back. And even though the enemy thinks that we'll even go back to Sinai and his da'at for Hefer, just for looking Hefer and Hefer on that necessarily. But in Dia, it's Hefer. So I've got to Hefer and Hefer. That's a tremendous use of some sober. That if you do Hefer and Hefer for Dia, which is against everything we think because it's not property, and Hefer and Hefer applies to property. So I realized that I didn't give, you really should read the whole stuff sober. It's just one finish after another. But on the next page, I'm still where he got that from the Torah, says the Thamsor, so he thinks there's three dinim Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. One pasuk of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker is from one pasuk of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker is from the pasuk in Nehemiah that they have the right to take away people's money, et cetera, and even to, you know, perhaps beat you up or rough you up a little. But that has nothing to do with what does that mean? Afkir Zaro, you know, as it wouldn't mean Afkir Zaro, we don't mean actually who owns the Shefa Zera, right? The Maitha Thea is not dependent on who owns the Shefa Zera. We mean it's some abstract sense. So, what did he say? He said, you know what? My commitment is it has to be from the famous Ramban. What's the famous Ramban? The Pasuk says near the end of Sefer Vayikra. Any chayram, right? What's Kudosh HaMikra? Shuto Shal Mikra is sort of like Bas Yiftach. It says, the chayim of this, the chayim of animals, that's what you do with it, and the chayim of property and this and that. Any chayim of the person, you can't be told that, you can't redeem a person who you're not friend. You just have to kill them. Right? The Shuto Shal Mikra sounds a little like, you know, Bas Yiftach. I mean, not this is so. Now that it's not explained exactly what happened to his daughter, right? But one could certainly read the book as they killed her. Again, I'm not saying that's the halacha. I'm just saying one could even read the book. What does the halacha say? The pasuk of Kerish Shaya from the other Lori Padim, what she must mean? Rashi and Tomash quotes Chazal. What does Chazal say? Chazal say, this has nothing, you know, Chazal is just something, right? Meaning, I hope this doesn't come as far as to anyone. Our religion is not based on Shuto Shal Mikra. If you wanted to base your religion on Shuto Shal Mikra, you would get a different historical branch of Judaism, which, you know, is not flourishing today. Our religion is based on Drash. Says Rashi, no, it has nothing to do with what you think. So when you kill him and you can't redeem him, no, that's for sure. It doesn't mean any of these barbaric things. Rather, it means that if the Messiah Mises then they have no redemption value. And if you say, they don't have to pay any money. If Ruben is somebody suspected, and God is liberating the gallows, and I pledge it in value based on redemption, they don't pay anything. Because what do you put? Because there's no redemption value. It's a technical prop. And that a big man lucky has no era if I say Erkiel. Okay, very neutralize anything about killing people. I mean, it's in front of someone who's being killed for me, so that's not going to finish. Okay, says the Rabban, basically, the Rabban, he's very connected to the Shalmekul. Says the Rabban, Chazal doesn't have the drafts that Chazal make in terms of help with Erkiel. But that doesn't substitute for Shuto Shal Mikra. Any material to shoot, what does the Pshat mean? But he says, obviously, the Pshat can't be. The shot can't have anything to do with Hekdesh, right? The drush has to do with Hekdesh. If he's going to die anyway, then there's no value for Erkin. But Sefer, maybe you're not telling me that. Well, that can't mean ritual Hekdesh is there because that's not what we believe in our religion. You can't say, like, Yiftach, oh, Machdesh, my daughter, based on Hekdesh, and then she died. That's ridiculous. Sefer, I'm not enough. You have to do political blasphemy. If the government declares someone to be high visa for something, if the government declares a favor that whoever does X gets killed, then you can't redeem them, they have to die. Meaning the government power to make a decree with a field visa. And we actually know that Paul should have paid Yom, because after all, according to Ramban, for whom is this rule violated using the Russian of the Yiftu?
So,
not so, but
never
okay, sorry. Some people who are firm enough that it's usher to know Tanakh, then I respect that. But for those of us who are not so firm, I'll remind you, it shows that whoever eats today gets killed. And Yonatan was with Bashinga. He never cleared it because he was a woman, and therefore he ate a little, and he should have been killed logically. But when you promise Yonatan one day, he's okay. They violated this prophet. Obviously, they didn't need to violate the prophet. The Torah, they assumed this prophet doesn't apply because the fellow never heard the name. Fine. If you can make a fair to kill someone, then it's not so much because killing someone is an actual thing you do. Machia Derbia is an abstract result you want to achieve, which doesn't actually mean anything in the physical world. Like killing someone means something in the physical world. Paying away someone's money means something in the physical world. Be makia someone's bia, I don't know how to physically do that. It's just a pure abstract result. But nonetheless, the chiddush of Machsofer is that because of the parents, they need to put in the husband, if they have the right to kill someone, they also have the right to have kids. And that's what they meant in this Gemara. And then he comes off with a big finish. He said, even though nowadays, don't imagine nowadays, no rabbinical court has the power to have kibbutz and hefker because there's no rabbinical court that is a authority for an entire community, you know, for an entire city or state. But in the days of Shomron Achronim, the meaning was that their business could do hefker bezin hefker. So yes, so get all the business go across kiddushin, and the Chatam Sofer answer was no. Why? Because all the business only have the power hefker bezin hefker of minimum. They don't have the power of clearing shayyarim and only for them to us for harvesting. We don't kill people. Why? Because to kill people, you need to be a king. To be a king, you just need to be a local tribunal. The children need to be a king, and therefore his masorah is what's going to look like. We can't use our king nowadays, because the masorah, it's not enough to be up here the money. You need to be up here the bia. Now you need to be a power to be up here money. Every day, you need to get together, and the rabbis and the town council, the people take away their money. But we have no power to kill or to be up here the bia. Okay, that's the side point. Well, you can't run up the South Over City. South Sober is one chance that you can be up here. Someone's here who has to best in Hefker. You know, he said it's a second dinner. It's not the same. It's a second dinner, Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. But that's what he says. Then he says, how do we know that Kokla Hafir Zaro? Because it says Yochum Korokusho in Nehemiah. But the answer is because it's not from Nehemiah, it's from Bechukosai, like the Ramban, unlike Rashi. Okay, that's what South Sober is, a very wild Shita. Of course, then it must be Missouri Kokla Hafir Zaro. The answer is he had in mind to go and be the Chachamim and whatever they say. Which you could express that with a shy and go through a very awkward way to express it. Anyone could do anything to think. But we experience again. They just said they've been having these money, they know how to do these things. So we mock their hands, Bia. I don't mean to mock their Bia. It's funny, the doctor's dialogue, meaning the people who are looking for the people who are but it's a magic idea, not what they need is, to learn that he is ownership of a group that makes him one of the things that and we will just turn it into a being of use of not attributed to any person, they're not he, his ownership of his body that he did his being, and they can do that, they can tell him that he has the ownership of his body. Big fish. So he says, Hitkiru Zaro Obiaso. Okay, tremendous, tremendous.
It's done. I think there's no face up dot, no? He's going to book it. I mean, who says that? It's so done. I changed the status, I changed the status of the money. You can see that. Because I gave it to him as the donor, now I give him the slack on it. That helps. So how were you changing there? You changing the status of the money, but how are you changing the status of the money? They know because really you gave it. And then if you explain it like that, and you explain it easily. You say when you were born, then you were really bought differently. You're born for a different purpose. You thought you were born for Mitzvah.
So I bought and he thought he was born for Isha. Now that's the main thing with his boss, who was taking advantage of his thoughts. Okay, it's not so crazy. Okay, hey, that's a very radical Chatam Sofer, and that is. It's really shit as yuck with Klumpo, but they have to have first act to be up, I admit. Now let's go to mental work. How about a secondary? Who else does Rashi quote here? Rashi quotes his Rabbeinu, and likewise Rashbam. And who, like the Rashi and Rashbam, quote this to discredit. But we're luckily, we have on the side of the Basra, Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom is Rabbeinu Gershom. Technically, one Rashi learned from the Talmud of Rabbeinu Gershom, right? Rabbeinu Gershom represents the Masorah that Rashi received, which generally he built on. And sometimes he would go again. And this is one of them. He said, well, Rabbeinu said the same thing, and I mean, not that we think Rashi would lie, but we know it's true because in the Rabbeinu Gershom, in Bar Basra, when they say the difference between Kesef and Bia, which way is the difference between Kesef and not Bia? What's the other way? The whole special Rashi?
The rest of the
exactly. The whole special Rashi says, you do shake, that means Rabbanan. I mean, technically, Rafa didn't sit and learn by any sound, learn by always telling me, but after both the door. Okay, hopefully, technically, it could be that Ravinegar keeps on eating from what we call Ravinegar. So, what's that? Who was accused of agreeing with them? Accused, and not interpreted, but it was said, Palato and right? The writer didn't say, I had a nice book. Now we can say, well, this she just says that she does. The writer says, Zichibush, Uperish Meshuba Kitahu. What a mistake. He was fooled by this wrong Perish in the Gemara. Again, what wrong Perish of the Gemara was he fooled by? That's the writer in Paragala. So in case you didn't get it, in Paragala, makes it more explicit. Does any perfect ability do? There's no great curse in that. Why is it such a big curse? That's a big curse of Rabbanan. Because in the days of the Rishonim, everyone did Jiduchi Kesset. And now what you're saying is everyone's only a Jiduchi Rabbanan. And everyone who wants to commit adultery today, if you commit adultery, said, don't be okay, so you and I, maybe we can tremble the fear for it, possibly violating Jiduchi Rabbanan. But I wouldn't want to be high visa's best and lose my killing all the hot that behind Tari. You can take the control, so so he said that's a big curse, if it was right, it was something right. But he said, Pierce for sure, should have shown a retainer of the college for Cosmo who was the Obazah. He was born by the wrong trying to take the Cosmo, so we would have figured it out from the regular paragraph, but just in case you didn't declare the turn kill, because I know how you will make it. Even though Taka is attempting to save, the Romans didn't fall for it. And he implied even if he had fallen for it, he shouldn't have written it. I think that's what I mean. He shouldn't have fallen for it. Because you don't want to give people the wrong idea. Only in Mr. Rabbanan, as they say, right? I remember when I was a Rebbe in high school. You know, the big debate was, hugging and kissing your girlfriend, then there's the right thing. And it's right in which case, that's a big deal. It's a good thing they didn't serve the wrong. So the wrong that accused of the wrong are holding the same thing. Okay, do we know if that's true? We don't know if that's true. It could be the wrong in a different Shana Gemara. We have no way to know if the wrong Shana Gemara was. He never mentioned it. But it could be because the Rabbi Taka does say that Kiddushi Kesset would be different sofer, right? Meaning, what did the Rambam write? Okay, the Rambam wrote in the beginning of Hilchos Ishos, he says, B'biyah v'sharm in a Torah v'kesset be different sofer, and then he wrote, at least in what seems to be his original birth, he may or may not have commanded them to have instructed them to change it afterwards, in Perek Gimel, he says, because Revias Kedushe Torah, the name Bishtarms got from the Torah, but a test that we did raise some for him. Okay, and even, so some people say he changed it to avoid confusion. He said, King Dinakat did Torah, he should be different some for him, which we'll come back to it. He doesn't say that's next door to you all. Maybe it's not next door to you, maybe it's just what he thought. But, at least between the right of it and most of the acronyms seem to assume that it's true. That the wrong one was
there correctly. There is a two book of the Hachmanu now where he says something different. With the Hachmanu now, they asked him the question if anything that's learned in Hebrew suffering is you're going to need those that are going to be good. Well, you have unknown. So, how can you have Moshe Shemer?
Okay, the test around the table there said, Kiddushi Kesset is not the right to happen. They'd be a Nara, the scheme of the Russell ish. In the Chuba, I didn't give you the original Chuba because it's in the Rabban that I put in brackets. Let's go into a little bit of a tangent. What did the Rama write in the Sefer Mitzvot that's different than what he wrote in the Mishnah Torah? He wrote what's different in the Sefer Mitzvot. I will read you one line from the Sefer Mitzvot. Ready? He says, I will kiddushin to oraisa him the ruach bit bia. Kiddushin to oraisa is bia. They dodge in shtar, they dodge in kestet, but kiddushin to oraisa is bia. So, now, he wrote the Sefer Mitzvot before it was shtar. That's your doing. When he wrote the Sefer Mitzvot, he thought, bia and kestet, shtar and kestet were different sober. By the time he got to the Mishnah Torah, he had this different sofer. Why did he change his mind? He explained that in the Tshuva, put it there on here, that at first he thought only if he was the right sofer. It's what the Pasuk say. He kach ish, isha, u'varah. Okay, so that's Bia. Is Kesef in the Torah? No, you know how hard it is to work the first part of the Kedushin. Ain Kesef while there was that, and Yesh Kesef while there was not there. Yeah, Kesef was there. Is Shah in the Torah? No, you have to have a Hekesh, Vyotam, okay, so it's worth that it was only Bia, but then he had a Kinya Nara Basula Maresla Ish. How can you have a Nara Basula who's Maresla? If Kedushin Daraisa is only Bia, then how can she be a Basula and be the Kedushin? So there's another kind of Kedushin Daraisa, and he assumes that it must be another kind of Kedushin Daraisa, and which Kedushin Daraisa is it? So he said, because he is a general rule, that anything which is not explicit in the Torah is called Divrei Sofer, right? That's the Rambam's, that's the Machlokes, the Rambam, and everyone else who ever lived, right? Everyone else says whatever is darshan from the Torah is not Divrei Sofer. Whatever is legislated by Rabbanan with no basis in the Torah is called Midrabbanan or Divrei Sofer. Says the Rambam, whatever is referred to the Torah is called Midrei Sofer. Whatever is interpreted or legislated by the Chachamim is called Divrei Sofer.
So his siyag thing is by siyag from a Rambam in Prisma also. The 18 cases is more of a siyag.
Okay, that's amazing lyrics wrong. But and this is, it's a little bit the Rambam's beginning of the Sefer Mitzvot says, I only count things that are derived from the Sefer Mitzvot, and derived means it's written in the Torah. There's some exceptions. Sometimes when Chazal say something is the Doraisa, even if it's not proof of the Torah, counts the Doraisa. Okay, in A.B.'s Perush on the Sefer Mitzvot, in the beginning, he, if I recall correctly, he wants to say, because there's such thing as Perushim and Kubalim, right? The Rambam believes there are certain Perushim that were not Darshan, but which is accepted as a Perush from Harsinai, from Moshe Beit Harsinai, and those count from before the Torah. And if Chazal say something, the race that must be with a Pirush Kubal from her Sinai. So he says, I used to say Shtar is also Drabanan, but they say explicitly in the Gemara, how do you have Nara Morasa, who is a Besula? And the answer is, it must be Shtar. So obviously, then on the Sora, so if you didn't do BM, she's still in Kedushas. Now, you could have said Shtar, you could have said Kesta, you could have said dancing a jig. You could say whatever you want, but Chazal has a Shtar. They understood that Shud of Shomikra. Here is that a Shtar, here is Makobo. And therefore, in the end, he changed his mind and said Shtar is also because it's a hope that something inside me is over. Chazal had a Sora that was Shtar. Okay. But Kesta is still in the dip, Ray. Kesef is still Midibre Sofrim. Now, so that is the Rambam. Of course, I thought we're that's just an introduction to the Rambam. The question is, what exactly do I mean by Kedushin Kesef is,
it's just they can change it.
Yeah, okay. Then, now, the question is, and what do we mean by this? So the pshat, again, a lot of work on tonight, right? They have a lot here. But the pshat of the ghost of Torah, is that they're going to Torah? But they don't get more pasuk. In one word, what would you say back? How do you say Torah, if they don't get more pasuk? What would you say back?
It's messed up.
So what's the big deal? Right? Maybe the Kesef is only Darbanan. Okay, yeah, that's very critical. So that means the whole of our marriage is only brought on. It could be. Other strange things have happened in Judaism. A lot of the things we do nowadays are only drawn upon it. Okay, that's fine. Right? Now the Romans have made us only drawn upon it. So maybe marriage is also only drawn upon it. Okay, so what do they mean by Kedusha Kesser drawn upon it? The chat is, it literally means only drawn upon it. What does that mean? It means only drawn upon it. If it's only drawn upon it, then if a woman committed adultery, she would not get skila, right? She would not get skila, which is exactly why Rashi goes crazy. He said, happiness they have only drabbanan. Maybe they can. That's sure. So maybe they mean literally it's only drabbanan. That is 2.1 means that if mamish anxious if he drabbanan, if they shift me drabbanan, and I see a how you got kids. In four words, but maybe they mean it. In which case, then, Nika, do you go there? Mehakia. But the Rama thinks she's only an HSB Drabbanan and therefore, you know, you wouldn't be Chayv Skila, etc. The Rama for sure doesn't, it's not about being true. The Rama for sure does not think so. How do I know? It's pretty explicit. Look at the Rama. Says the Rama, the beginning of Hilchos Ishut, before Mount Torah, they didn't need Kedushin. Then Hashem told them to Kedushin, Pa'alach HaBeis, Likuchin was a mitzvah Shil Torah. And it's one of the three ways. The Kesef Shtar or Bia. Bia Shtar Shtar. Torah Kesef Dibri Shtar. And this is called Kedushin or Eresin. B'chol Mako. Now he ends. The Isha Sheniknes the Echel Gimel Dvar Eilu. He and they face the Kedushin or Rasa. So within these three ways, she's called the Kedushin or Moresa. The Kedushin, the Niknes the Isha Venaf the Kedushin. After she'll never have the Nesla Vifala. Ve Isha Ish. Vavor Lekutri Vala Chayiv Nises Benzin. He said it. Any of these three ways makes her Mekudeshes. And once she's Mekudeshes, she's an Asian ish, and anyone speaks for her Chayim Mekudeshes. It's pretty explicit that your Chayim Mekudeshes. This is not logic, you know, like Maimer by your brother, showing your brother, like, you say me like your brother, you say any race where you're not Chayim Mekudeshes. It's pretty clear in the Rambam that it's Kedushin D'Oresa. Because you are. Chayim, he says Bezdin. The Rambam's explicit. Your Chayim, he says Bezdin, and maybe that's why you know his son has Masorah quoted in the Kesmisha there that he commanded them to clarify in Perek Gimel where it says Kesmisha Rishon to write that the din has been Torah for Kesmisha Rishon. There's my in the end, she's doing she's really an Ashes Dish. So she's really an Ashes Dish.
What did he think when he was writing? So Rebbe Ron changes it. Okay.
He thought that we understood what he meant, that when the words are the rising is what's a force in the Torah, and the word Midrash Sofer means what's not a force in the Torah.
But he meant that it was a Dindur Raisa.
How can I get another paragraph when he says that in any of the three ways? I don't see a way out of that.
Maybe the king is the Rebbe.
Okay. It's a two-step process that it's a the Kedushin or at the beginning were Midrabanan, but then once it was that, it established the fact that there was a Kedushin, it becomes a Kedushin, a real Kedushin, and you have everything else.
So the Rambam himself said that he is an itch, that's pretty explicit. I don't see how you can do our own decision. You can even use three ways of calling the Kedushas. And if you do the Kedushas, she's able to call the already by the Kedushas. It's pretty important there. So what does he mean by it's different? What does he mean by it is different sofer? You know, this could be your both. Even if it's not the Rambam, it could still be. Rabbosan Shel Rashi. So you could say, and this is what your body wants on the instrument. You could say that. Remember, we had a whole discussion whether a Kenyan Darabanan count for the Oraisa, right? And this is like the most classic Akronis question ever, right? This is like the kind of classic Akronis question that the Mikhail will bring off covering 10 pages, right? Because, somebody dropped it, it changes everything. If I'm Kodesh on the Akinian Darabanan, does that count as my Mida Oraisa or not? Like, for example, if I do Meshita on the animal, but I don't pay muscles, you know, it does it count as the goat with the run, the time before, popping the corn, the Oraisa, etc. So the way we viewed it, if I recall correctly, but the thing on Hector Benson, Hector, the power was signed by those or not. You know, we do it all the time, Hector Benson, Hector. So you could say, no, that there's two levels to, halacha. There is what you should and shouldn't do. If you should do something in a Torah, it's midoraisa. If you should do something in a Rabbanan, it's Rabbanan. And then there's what am I thinking and what is it? You know, what are the regulations of determining who has what? It could be that one of those regulations arises upon it in the end. It could be that in the level of what the command is to do, the rest of the one of the level of what we can see is the government power society, who's calling it what? What is the run of the right to the code in the code? For the right purposes also. It could be that a Kenyan Darabanan creates a domain for both. That's what he wants in China, in which case, if not for the realm of these purposes, the Darabanan, you know, clearly he wants to go out. If a Kenyan Darabanan, maybe not the Kenyan. It's only Kenyan Darabanan, but even though it's only Kenyan Darabanan, it has a total to be got myself. And that's why the rounds are huge, and the rounds are crazy, right? I think YouTube is awesome. Right, he doesn't say crazy a lot, but that's basically what he's trying to say. He says that's ridiculous. Number one, says one with Xerah Shava, and half of you deny Xerah Shava, then you undercut all of Judaism. And he says, after all, half of the halakha is Xerah Shava, and also he says, how do we kill her? And how many times he says, Bezim's only Darabanan. Says, you're crazy. It's really Darabanan, it's not Darabanan. Maybe the answer is, no, it's Darabanan. But the chalos is not nice stuff. Then, of course, the Rabbanan can wake you up. Yes, it's the Din Rabbanan. So that's one approach, is to say that.
Then so or more, you go by rogue that it's his father, and then you do kill him.
Correct. Similar to if we don't kill based on rogue, but if we're Kovats or Chazaka, but if we're Kovats, something based on rogue Chazaka, we can later kill you. Or inter Echa, the Edecha, inter Echa, the Edecha, you thought, we don't give you Mach, the Edecha, but if we treat things off the Edecha, we later give you. If there's a two-step process, the first step is just accepted, and then we move on. So maybe you could say, right? So even within a Ramadan, you could say, well, first one approach is because he do shake Kesef is only a takana we drop on us, but a Kenyan Darabanan, is Kona Le'enyan Darabanan, Dinan Darabanan. If it's a Kenyan, is there, it's going to be even Dinan Darabanan. That is what Chaim's army buddy David Henschel wants to say. If you want to look it up, I can send you the article. Chaim can send you the article in Sinai Kraft Sani days from many, many decades ago. But I don't think that's, I don't think that's not. Because I don't think that's the general dare for the Rambam. The general dare for the Rambam is that even things that we call the Oraisa, he calls the Dibrei Sofer. Not that close. He doesn't only call the Kaddish the Dibrei Sofer. If he could call the Kaddish the Dibrei Sofer, he would be using the words of the same as everyone else, and then be in trouble. There's dozens of places where he calls things the Dibrei Sofer that are Oraisa, and you have to say the only Kaddish, and come up with all kinds of far out, far fetched explanations. No. So Rav said very clearly, he even said what he said, that anything done to give him a wheels, and he doesn't mean literally the wheels, even if they're needles that are not able to use gimbal, anything darkened to give him a wheels, says the Rav. He told me that they sold for him, and he explained, not because they're not an amiti, but because they're not enforced in the Torah, the Rama just has a different classification system. He has a different use of the word. Everyone else uses the word different so from to mean a takkanah karban. And the words of a raisa mean a interpretation of the karban using your gimel midos. And he uses the word different so from say anything as human input and uses the phrase karban to only things of purely divine sort. Okay, why did you choose to use the word that way? I mean, there are many reasons which, we're not going to get into now. I'll just point out something so that people don't think that the Rambam disrespected things that were darshan from the Yud Gimel Midos. I think the Rambam's l'shitase, after all. Because the Rambam used the phrase theory so firm that anything darshan from the Yud Gimel Midos, which really counts as a din d'oraisa, if that same word means mir takanish l'rabbanan that don't count as din d'oraisa, what's the answer? I'm setting it up. Yeah. The Rambam l'shitase, what does Rambam think about takanish l'rabbanan? There is a Doraisa. The Rambam against the Rambam says, well, suffer means that it isn't Doraisa by the Thunder of God. The Rambam answers greatly. If the Rambam is also a Doraisa, then the difference between a Takana Rabbanan and a Hirosh Alpidrash of the Rabbanan is not as big of a thing. They're both things that, which came from human initiative, which become a key of Doraisa. The only one came with the human initiative interpretation, and the other came with the human initiative of legislation. But they both end up being an issue of Isa. Different over me, things that are an issue of Isa that come from the mind of the Bible. As opposed to an issue of Isa that comes from the great communication of God. But they're all an issue of Isa. Different over me, an issue of Isa. The mainstream approach to the Rambam that no different filter just be near to the Midos, but you don't need an explanation. Every nigger from the Midos is
has the token of a Yoga Rambam.
So maybe this up. It just means that hold on should match to the Midos Chatorah Nidreshes Bahem. Nikra Debre Sofren. This the mainstream understanding of the Rambam, and it's gonna be hard to get out of. Because Taka, anything doctrine you don't need us called the Sofer. Also always trying to hold the Ray Sofer, it's sort of back it. The answer is originally both about what's called the Debre Sofer. But then you have the truth of Sarah, Nara Vistula Marissa. How do we interpret that Sudha Sarah? Okay, how do you know what the Sazar is? We must go to three tzadaris. That happens to Raisa. How do we know that our school more about this? We must go to that happens to Raisa. Because it is a fortunate total. Okay, now the question is, however, if you say, is it the Kalam Rabbanan, then Nika, Yacholim, Lehapkia. If you say the Rambam means that just as often as you people we know, so how is that relevant to our subject now? So it's actually a Yud-Gol-Midos, start from there. It's actually a Yud-Gol-Midos. Why is there a final right to rebook it? So here, I only know because of Mitzvah says, but I'll tell you what I'm going to say. I mean, certainly you could say, the right is wrong, we're on the face of our part. Okay? You could only say, we're backing up the wrong tree, and so, in came Lama Kachanim Yacholim Lehakia also. So you could say that one, that is the Ravid was taught the Shita Parambam. No, my beer. So, yeah, so. He wasn't fooled or influenced by the sugya. The relevant shita has to do with his kolar kula, it's nothing to do with our sugya. And time runs out of the player. So your point you could say is the Kepha Mishra refused to say it. He didn't even tell us he refused to say it. I only know he refused to say it, but I don't have to say it. He didn't agree with it. Said that, you know what? Maybe the Rabbanim have the power to override anything learned from the Yom Kippur meals.
Read that. Oh, the read is on the Hill of Mamre.
Yeah, okay.
That's where they can be.
Yeah, and a lot of the states, the Rabbanim of Mamre, a later Bezdin can overturn any drop of the earlier Bezdin of Yom Kippur meals. So if a later Bezdin can overturn it, why can't they override it? I'm very excited. A lot of returns were saying, you made a mistake and we didn't override Shah. We can't override it by saying you're right, but we override it. But still, consider it not set in stone. Maybe Inkovia from Laka Dokuman at all. That only means no Rasta. Maybe the lack of control only for what Rasta's. Anything which is dodged in the human input, the Rakam can not only revisit the override. Stop the crazy. The Rakam can revise it. Why can't they override it? The Chesimish was not only stated, too radical for him. Because the mission doesn't want to give an excuse with that. Basically, you take the Ramadan, he might mean it's not a drop button. I got a drop button. Or you might, just learn to be in Bolinos. They learn to be in Bolinos. Really? There's more latitude about it. The Ramadan says the mission is unhappy. That any benefit even couples the double media, even couples the double media, can override a drop shot.
Is it not at that moment?
But not at that moment. You can get a drug deal or worse than the background of the Indian burdens, right? So number two is maybe you can say, although I don't know, Amy will probably who says this, is that Yesh Koach L'Kachonim L'Kachonim Dabar Shem Nidrash Bimidos Shachora Nidrash Esbahem. That makes sense. They can't be opened up in that Torah, but they're written by Governor Torah's daughter, Elisa. The Rambam's meaning the word of Ricin. Again, we in Judaism use the word of Ricin to mean what's explicit or appropriate from the Torah. As opposed to what's legislated by the Rambam. The Rambam used the word of Ricin to mean what's explicit, and the word to be sort of what's legislated or interpreted. But she talks, though, that what's legislated looks like us. So what's the big difference? Maybe they're caught. We are dropping good millennials to say we change our mind. That's the first time to say that's our millennials in this case override it. Since it came through our faith hour, we have the right to override it. Something straight through the body we can't override. Anything with human input, we have the right to override. Not so crazy. Not so crazy. But that's not what we get to Mishnah. The cast of Mishnah is a minimalist. There's the Kesef Mishnah. We have no more latitude in Divrei Sofrim, even a key who's in. We don't even hear breath of latitude words. Rav Shnidrash Beard Molinos. So what does the Kesef Mishnah end up doing with the Rambam? What does Kesef Mishnah do with the Rambam? The same shit as the Rambam did with that line in Rashi. He said, it's really all about the Tanai and the fucking Ba'ah. But you know what? When something comes from a group of Yom Kippur, then he feels like he's relying on the Kapara. When you're going to face hell over here, right? He says, he be close to the staff, but I don't want to get close about that. Right? So he'll tell him one day, Alphabet's going to die. The next day, Hopkin raised cook. And he said, I don't understand what the alphabet. He said, you trust me for the alphabet? Trust me for the Messiah. So, I don't know him philosophically, psychologically, right? Psychologically. Philosophically, maybe the Jericho found out the alphabet and someone else. There are some of you in the alphabet. Let's reach in this together. Okay. In what did Kedushi Kesa? Kedushi Kesa is not a Lachosh. What does Kedushi Kesa work for the Rabbanan said to him? What's in the frame of mind the following Rabbanan? The following Rabbanan. When I did Kedushi Bia, it says so much. I feel like rabbis, and I feel like I need the rabbis. How do I feel on following Rabban? Psychologically, when I do different sovereign, I feel like following Rabban. When I do different sovereign, I don't feel like following Rabban. Not that it's any different. Not that it's only a Takhara. or that it's a drusha, but numerous drushas can be overridden because they have a low status. Like this, the Mishnah is afraid of any parent and being made from here. He doesn't want to give any lower status to Reb Sofer. He doesn't want to say that he's not going to leave it to the fact that Rami will give Yoni as the Reb Sofer. Has no merit in any way, shape, or form. If we come to the guy that doesn't pay a fine, then he can cast it. Mishnah says B. He says B, cast it. Mishnah, he says, no, it's just psychology. He just says psychology. Mishnah, he says, I'll pay Russia, stop right there. Hoshe, Bidaito. Leo's couple, look up, man. Someone does an injunction, thinks he wants to be couple to the Chacham. Someone does an injunction, thinks he wants to be independent of the Chacham. Okay? That's different ways of reading the Ramah's
way. Okay. But it's very misleading.
It's misleading. I put so few McCullers. I wonder what I would do with the rest of my time. And
how they
so, you know what? Try and give me a second because everyone has to go. Since the last day is known, let me just point out how do we. It's a big deal. Okay. Everyone has my sincere apologies that it's not just the end of man, but it's not the end of man, it's the middle of a paragraph. So let's just remember what we're up to, and we will have to pick up from this Amir Tashem next time, and we will have what I hope will be four ways in the end of understanding what the question came across with Hafa, and then different ways of understanding of the answer is, and hopefully they will also illuminate us as to many, many important yesodos about the nature of halacha and the nature of Kiddushin. So if we continue, Amir Tashem, next month.
Can I make two remarks?
He just wanted to say they can change it.
I'm wishing everyone a Chatzim Sameach, and
can I make two remarks?
Wishing all the great guys that their hearts should be changed and all the rabbis' hearts should be changed and only want to be in Israel forever. But if that doesn't happen, they should open the airports. And I'll see everyone next month.
Can I make